Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we highlight the National Peace Officer Memorial Day ceremony held at the Pella Police Department last Friday. The speakers in this portion include Police Chief Shane McSheehy and Cheryl Hanthorn.
You know, today we gather in remembrance on Peace Officer Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives, you know, in the service to others. And this is a moment to reflect on their courage, their sense of duty, and obviously their lasting impact they made in the communities they served. As we think about those, you know, whose names are engraved, not just locally, but, you know, across the country, we are reminded that they were more than officers. They were, you know, family and friends and our neighbors. They answered the call to serve each day, fully aware of the risks involved, yet committed to the safety and well-being of others. That's why we do this job. That's a passion to serve. They carried out their responsibilities with strength and purpose, standing firm in the face of danger, which is not always easy. And in difficult moments, they brought hope, they brought stability, and they upheld the law with integrity. So today, we honor their memory by continuing the work they believed in, and we reaffirmed our responsibility to serve with respect, to protect with fairness, and to support one another in the pursuit of justice, which is what we all desire. We also extend our gratitude to those who continue to serve our community's dedication each day. And they fill the room this morning. Let us remember those we have lost. Let us speak their names and carry forward their legacy. And may their example guide us. May their sacrifice keep us grounded, and their service inspire us to do our part in strengthening the community that we serve. So again, I thank you. May we honor them not just today, but in all that we do. So Cheryl, I'd love to ask you to come up here and share a few words, please.
First of all, let me just say thank you, officers, for your work. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for all you represent that aren't here today as well. We appreciate you, and we want you to know this day is about you too, because as your chief, as Chief Rapella here said, every day you go out and you serve and you recognize and you pay attention, and it's complicated and it's rewarding. Sometimes it feels a little ridiculous, probably, some of the things you have to deal with. Other times it feels incredibly challenging, and each day you have to be alert and dedicated, and you have to keep your heart in the right place and your mind in the right place. And so thank you for what you do, and thank you for the various departments that each of you represent. Make sure you say to them thank you. From those of us who are survivors, we appreciate you keep stepping into this each and every day. Thank you. I want to recognize some of Arvin Hafton family that's here, because it's not just one little segment that survived, it's all of us. So John's sister Nella and her husband Bernie Beanstra are here. Ron, the other brother, was not able to be here. Ruth has gone to heaven, but her sister, or her daughter, excuse me, Katie, her daughter Katie Delacy is here, and son Jamo. My son Ben is here. Trisha and Janet weren't able to be here. You know, it's all of us. And, you know, I've met some of you here today who were officers, who were funeral directors at the time when John was killed, who also have family that's serving. And I thank you. John, you served with John. Thank you for how each of you have to serve. Thank you, friends, for coming. This community has done well at honoring and recognizing, and we appreciate what Pella, what you've pulled together, but that you include the whole county. It takes a team working together to make law enforcement work. And I know for us, we're going to have, and we have, John would be proud to have 20 people in the family now. And now we're starting to gain by marriage. And let's see, what would I call it? We have a future grandson-in-law who is working on his criminal justice degree and will be starting over in Oskaloosa. So some of the legacy goes on in that way too. Last night I had the privilege of being at an Indian Hills graduation and one of the scholarship recipients came across the stage with his two-year degree in criminal justice. So I thank God for dedicated and passionate people who keep stepping into this each and every day. John loved what he did. He loved it with all his heart. From the moment he did his very first ride-along with the county, he was hooked. And no matter what it was, he enjoyed it. He enjoyed serving the public. He enjoyed problem solving. He enjoyed a good winter storm and the challenges that brings. He'd call me in the middle of the night when he was on duty if a bad storm was coming and say, hey, you know, better get to the basement. He would come home with crazy, wonderful stories of what it was like to hang out with the team that he worked with and how they supported each other. And I do believe police are a little ornery behind the scenes as well. From a few stories I heard and probably from some I don't know. Keep doing your job and doing it well. Stay motivated to serve with all that you have in your being. If those days come where that's confused, get the help you need. Stay dedicated to your family. Stay safe. Come home each night. God bless you. Thank you.
Once again, that was sound from the National Peace Officer Memorial Day Ceremony held on Friday at the Pella Police Department. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakburlesque.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.